as property and violent crime continue to increase in Anchorage. The city's police department is internally reorganizing to better respond. Speaking at a press conference today, Police Chief Justin Dahl says the department's expansion in recent years is allowing it to increase its focus on property, drug, and violent crime. The APD's new initiative has three main elements, all of which, Dahl says, should be fully in place later this month.
Overall, our goal here is to more effectively deal with violent offenders and run more efficient drug investigations and gather and utilize relevant intelligence. As you've listened to me talk, you've heard kind of some internal rearrangement that we're doing. What that's really meant to do is just streamline that chain of command, make us more efficient, and make sure that we don't have bureaucracy getting in the way of active investigations and operations.
Those changes include bringing officers and detectives focused on drug crime under one command, as well as expanding intelligence sharing with other law enforcement agencies and adding detectives to the homicide and robbery units. Finally, Dahl says the department is creating an entirely new unit designed to support larger investigations.
So that'll be things like helping serve search warrants, run surveillance, find witnesses, assist detectives with long-term investigations, and then when they're not doing those things, provide high-intensity patrol operations in various parts of town as we identify hotspots and crime trends.
Across Anchorage, residents, business owners, and elected officials say crime is on the rise, though explanations of the causes and the degree of increase are hotly contested. Dahl agrees there is more serious crime and says this new strategy aims to make the police department less reactive and more proactive. As for data that shows crime increasing not just in Anchorage but nationally, Dahl says there isn't a simple explanation.
I think in Anchorage, we have a combination of things. The department suffered from low staffing for a while, and I think whenever you don't have law enforcement pressure on criminal activity, it tends to increase. I think that we're seeing a rise in the use of opioids, and that tends to affect property crimes because those people need to have some sort of income or something they can trade for the drugs that they need to stay not sick. So, you know, I think it's a whole host of things.
Dahl says of the 409 officers at APD today, there are still dozens in training, with another academy in December expected to further grow the force.